Now, initially, a craft called Lynx, made by X-Core Aerospace in California, is to take passengers up. SXC co-founder Michiel Mol told me how the reusable craft is shaking up the space industry.
It's a revolutionary new spaceship which fits just a pilot and a co-pilot. So there's one passenger, so to say.
So it's just two people on board?
Just the two of you, yeah. And it has four revolutionary new rocket engines. Which make it so special. It's a really small engine, in reality it's not more than this, and it's extremely powerful and efficient. So with those four small engines, we can take you to an altitude of over 100 kilometers.
Which makes you an astronaut,
exactly.
Officially.
Officially, you get your astronaut wings and then an official title you can use. And it accelerates from the runway like a normal plane, but then more like an F-16 with afterburner speed. Then immediately you go straight up into the air, and within a minute you break the sound barrier. And in 3 minutes you're going Mach 3, so close to 4,000 kilometers an hour, and you're actually in space already. In 4 minutes the engine stops, you're weightless, you float to an altitude of over 100 kilometers, the ship turns upside down, and this whole top of the glass canopy. So you have this beautiful view of Earth. The sky is black, of course, because you're really in space. And you see this Earth with this thin layer of atmosphere. And I've not been there yet, but I talked to a number of astronauts who have been there, and they all claim that it's really
quite magical,
a life-changing experience. And to meet the two of you up there, 7 billion people down there, it makes you ambassador for Mother Earth itself immediately.
And then you come back down, so how long would it take you to go on a trip around the world then, on the other side of the world?
Yeah, so this first version takes you down to the same place you started. The total flight takes about an hour, but the next version of this ship will be able to take you orbital. This is what we call suborbital.
Yes.
And when it takes you orbital, you can be anywhere in the world within 2 hours. So let's say London, Sydney, 1 hour 45.
Unbelievable, isn't it? And this is going to happen. You got backing from KLM.
Yeah, KLM is one of our partners.
And you've already sold some tickets.
Yeah, we started ticket sales April 12th, which was exactly 50 years after Yuri Gagarin was the first man in space. And in our business,
about $100,000, right?
Yeah, $95,000. And we've sold close to 40 in the past few months.
And when's the first flight going to be then?
The spaceship itself will be start its test program next year, and we think that early 2014 we were able to start to fly commercially.
So now we have an industry, don't we? Because you've got Richard Branson out there doing the same thing.
Yeah,
so there's two of you.
Yeah, I think that's...
And at half the price you are.
Yeah, and
you're undercutting him.
No, I think that the experience is a bit different. He's got a bigger ship with 6 people in the back, and we have just one person in front. So, yeah, I think that their version is like a small business jet, and we are like an F-16 going to space. We're going to the same altitude, and we both land as a glider plane. So there are a lot of similarities, but I think without Richard Branson, nobody would have believed me doing this.